This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Some analysts say the trade risks are diminishing. What they mean by that is that the Trump administration is dialing back their offensive on the European Union and easing up on NAFTA while concentrating on China. I think they're just reloading. The lull in the war will be temporary. They agreed to talk about everything but agriculture with the EU, and that is no basis for talks. Agriculture must be included. They can make concessions on NAFTA right up until they hit the wall, literally. The trade war is far from over and likely to come back in force post-election unless the GOP is routed this fall. The next phase of the trade war has already been set in motion, as Trump has vowed to put sanctions on any company of any country that does business with Iran. He'll keep that promise. It will be the flashpoint for greater conflict, as Iran's best oil customer, China, will get drug in. China foolishly stopped buying U.S. oil and liquefied natural gas, is dependent on Mideast oil, and will not comply with Trump's embargo on Iranian crude. The Trump administration completed the work, finding the next $16 billion in Chinese goods, mainly on chemicals and electrical parts, so tariffs can be implemented. They are then working on the next $200 billion. Imagine all the work and effort being wasted that is put into these tariffs. China is not going to surrender. They will announce another $16 billion in tariffs to reciprocate. Trade risk is not diminishing, it is growing. Given tariffs of 20% on pork going to Mexico and 62% on pork going to China, U.S. pork exports slowed 12% overall in July. The industry was expanding on the premise that there would be more market access in Asia, and now there is less. That means that the export demand counted on to consume the largest supply is not there, and U.S. consumers have to get real hungry. They'll get a bargain on pork. Trump's trade policy will provide some really cheap pork chops for U.S. consumers. The U.S. pork industry did vote for this, and he did tell them what he would do. For some reason, they did not believe him. I did. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.9% last month. July jobs growth was just 157,000. But May and June employment reports revised upwards, so the average for the first half of the year was a strong 224,000 per month. I don't think that American consumers are all that much different than consumers the world over. When they get more income, they improve diets, and that includes eating beef. Beef Magazine noted that demand for prime beef has picked up 37% in the first half of the year, which was eye-catching data. That says that consumers have more money. Given the dimmed export outlook, we'll have to rely more heavily on domestic demand, and strong employment does help that. The inability to find good workers is going to impede the GDP growth that Trump is promising, and his immigration policy will be partly to blame. Recent plaintiff victories in nuisance lawsuits in North Carolina has got the hog industry reeling and the poultry industry worried. They thought that the right to farm laws would protect them. A federal judge said no. They thought that they could get the award knocked down, and I guess that they did, from $473 million to $94 million. The legal victory against Murphy Brown, whose parent company is Smithfield Foods, has brought out a flush of additional nuisance lawsuits after being shown where the money is. Smithfield is refusing to settle. Not knowing what to do about this, the industry is going to politicians for help. They are pulling in all the big guns, and they'd better come up with something. This will not stay in North Carolina. Between Trump's trade war and these judgments, it'll be hard to stay in the hog business. Chicken, pork, and beef production is still growing cyclically and is growing seasonally. The competition for buyers is fierce. We're not there yet to whatever this conflagration of larger meat supply is taking this. Typically, someone has to cry uncle and stop digging deeper by moderating production. No one has done that yet, but they are starting to talk about it. The broiler industry can do that the quickest. Even investors in meat processing companies are selling as profit outlooks for the sector in decline. For a footnote on dairy, given the current rate of attrition in Wisconsin, 4.3% of their dairy herd in that state is being liquidated, which is a continuation of the rate from the prior year. It doesn't appear to matter to overall dairy production. This appears to be industry consolidation with larger dairies getting larger to compensate. The cattle inventory report showed plenty of heifers to replace them. The trade war is impacting the dairy industry too, costing an estimated $1.8 billion. They may get a tariff relief payment from Trump as well. It isn't just soybeans hurt by tariffs. U.S. almond, cranberry, and kidney bean producers are scrambling to find new buyers as tariffs bite. I think I'll go out and buy a couple of cans of cranberries to help out. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.